A snapshot of women's health care in the state is discouraging. Republican vice presidential candidate J.D. Vance is coming to Oklahoma, and multiple awards for an indigenous television series. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Thursday, July 25th. I'm Deborah Ashar. Oklahoma is among the poorest performing states overall for women's health care access, quality, and outcomes, according to a national study from the Commonwealth Fund. State Impact's Jillian Taylor reports the experts behind the study are concerned about growing disparities in care after Roe v. Wade was overturned.
Oklahoma ranked 48th overall in this study, tying with Nevada and only surpassing Texas and Mississippi. Its worst performance fell in its rates of uninsured women and maternity care providers. A survey from last year found strict abortion laws like those found in Oklahoma were a deterrent for medical students applying for state residency programs. Joseph Bedencourt, the Commonwealth Fund's president, says the scorecard is a reminder that where you live matters to your health and health care. Oklahoma performed better in categories like women 65 and older with a pneumonia vaccine and its rate of low-risk cesarean births. For State Impact, I'm Jillian Taylor.
Narcan is a life-saving medication that can reverse an overdose from opioids. Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Sierra Pfeiffer visited a Narcan vending machine at the entrance of the Ralph Ellison Library in Oklahoma City.
Okay, walked up to the vending machine. It's actually right next to a normal vending machine with Twix and Reese's and chips. It's prompting me to enter my zip code. And it seems like it is as easy as that.
Narcan nasal spray is a liquid form of naloxone, and it has become increasingly available after it was approved by the FDA. Now it can be bought over-the-counter without a prescription. Administering Narcan to someone who's overdosing can save their life by quickly restoring their ability to breathe. In Oklahoma, there are multiple ways to get Narcan for free. It can be ordered online or found at 34 vending machines across the state, all with zero cost. In Oklahoma City, I'm Sierra Pfeiffer.
Republican vice presidential candidate and U.S. Senator J.D. Vance is set to speak at a private luncheon in Oklahoma City tomorrow. The event will also serve as a fundraiser for the Trump-Vance campaign. Governor Kevin Stitt, Attorney General Gentner Drummond, and U.S. Senator Mark Wayne Mullen are among those expected to be in attendance. Due to security concerns, GOP officials have not disclosed the venue, and no public rally is scheduled. An indigenous television series racked up trophies at this year's Heartland Emmy Awards. Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Katie Hallam has details.
OCO.
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 These are the voices of the Cherokee people.
OCO TV, or OCO, Voices of the Cherokee People, is the Cherokee Nation's signature television series. Created in 2014, the show was designed to tell contemporary and historical indigenous stories. Now a decade later, it has racked up numerous awards for its unique narratives, including 7 Emmys at this year's Heartland Emmy Awards. This brings the program's total Emmy count to 29, making it one of the top awarded indigenous shows. Award-winning journalist and executive producer Jennifer Lawrence says the award hall is just further proof there is a desire to hear and see more Native-led content. In Oklahoma City, I'm Katie Hallam.
You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Shar.
Here at Shortwave Space Camp, we escape our everyday lives to explore the mysteries and quirks of the universe. We find weird, fun, interesting stories that explain how the cosmos is partying all around us. From stars to dwarf planets to black holes and beyond, we've got you. Listen now to the Shortwave podcast from NPR.